I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. In these human words, God's word is heard. Who do you consider as a saint in your life? Who is your favorite and most admired saint if you are Roman Catholic? Ako siguro, I have a liking for Saint Francis and Saint Clare of Assisi, Saint Peter Claver, Saint Oscar Romero, and recently Saint Hildegard of Bingen and Saint Julian of Norwich. In a more unofficial way, I admire the life and ministry of Father Pope Stentorio, an Italian missionary priest murdered allegedly by government forces because of his ministry and advocacy to protect the indigenous lands of the Lumads in Mindanao. Also, Reverend Vicky Gibbs, the associate pastor of Resurrection MCC, who recently passed away due to COVID-19. Her way of life was to care for people and to challenge others towards justice work. There are many other saints I consider in my life, and there are a variety, a multitude of different saints. Of course, andyan yung mga beshies kong si Pastor Carlene at si Pastor Rats, who exemplified service and solidarity for the poor and oppressed sectors. Our very own founder, the founder of MCC, Reverend Elder Troy Perry, who boldly preached inclusion and radical love, and who was an activist for LGBTQI+ civil rights. Reverend Troy was some years ago canonized by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence as a living saint. I also consider my former seminary professors, Revelation Velunta, Lizette Tapia Raquel, Anna Skagersten, Ferdinand Ano, Ma'am Afri, and of course our former pastor, Pastor Kakay. I consider them as saints of theological excellence. I consider them as doctors of the Philippine Church. Other people I consider as saints or as people, remarkable people of faith, would be Bishop Toquero of the United Methodist Church and Bishop Rex Reyes of the Philippine Episcopal Church. Andyan din si Reverend Miak Su, Pastor Pauline of Free Community Church, Reverend Irma of UCCP, and also Paddy Noel, who is also from the Episcopal Church. Of course, makakalimutan ko ba yung favorite kong feminist queer theologian, si Marcella Althaus Reed. There are countless people around us who embody God's love and holiness, even among the LGBTQI+ community. They are the individuals who both inspire and also challenge us to seek God and embody our faith through service. In talking about queer saints and queer faith, it is proper for me to tell as briefly as I can the life story of another person whom I consider as a saint, a queer saint. This particular saint lived a very difficult life, and it was a privilege for me to have known her and have been part of her story of faith and her story of service. I met her in 2015 and I only got to know her more in 2016. I learned about her life as we became friends and co-workers in both the church and in advocacy. Before meeting her and before she even got involved in the advocacy, she told me or she kunento niya sa akin that she lived a life of drug addiction, prostitution, you know, cyber sex work, and sometimes homelessness. She did these things as a way to survive because she went away from her family. She was rejected and verbally abused for being a transgender woman. So before coming to the advocacy and before coming to MCC, she was no stranger to a dark, cold, and bitter, lonely life. A world some of us cannot imagine for ourselves and a life we are quick to judge and condemn. Being tested positive for HIV, she eventually found her way to the advocacy. Although she did not do advocacy right away, I think I remember her telling me, I'm not sure about this, but I remember her telling me that she could not accept her status upon knowing her status and went into a stage of denial. She went even deeper into addiction and prostitution for a number of months or years, or perhaps 1 year before seeking help from an HIV organization when she was finally hospitalized for the first time. Being helped by the HIV organization, she eventually recovered and started her ARV treatment. She also started to see and feel better about herself and started to get involved in the advocacy. In the advocacy, she found a new set of friends, chosen family, and more importantly, a deeper purpose of life and a greater purpose for her HIV status and the story of her struggles and experiences. She dedicated herself full-time in the advocacy. She was always here and there, attending many of the advocacy events, meetings, and trainings, being one of the few people who have the most certified trainings, if not all the trainings and certifications in the HIV advocacy network. She assisted many newly diagnosed individuals for many years, guiding them and sometimes accompanying them in the treatment hubs. Some of the advocates today were the ones that she helped and guided. In around 2015, she was invited and introduced to our church by a former MCCer, finding a church that affirmed her gender identity and accepted her HIV status, she realized another layer, the last layer of what she was painfully longing for, God's all-embracing love through a progressive spiritual community. She grew up in a Catholic seminary. If I'm not mistaken, her elementary and high school education was in a seminary. She also served in church as a young person and had many friends in church. And therefore, faith also had deep roots in her life. In Open Table MCC, she found her new spiritual home, a home that accepted and celebrated her. Her HIV advocacy also found a spiritual dimension. I remember that in each and every worship service, Choisky would always cry. And whenever she had the chance, testified how much she felt and experienced God in Open Table MCC. She represented Open Table MCC in the many HIV trainings and meetings. She also educated many people inside and outside of Open Table MCC with both her skills and knowledge and also with her story. She went to Union Theological Seminary together with others to do HIV education, rapid testing, and also testified or told her story, her struggles. We would often go together in some of the HIV projects of the National Council of Churches in the Philippines and other meetings and events in other organizations or in the network. She did all these things with whatever little resources she had, even before she was part of MCC. And whatever resources our church was able to provide during the time that she was with us. Whatever little she had, it never prevented her from doing her advocacy and her ministry as MCC's coordinator for HIV ministry. She gave even when she had very little or none at all. But Choisky was not perfect. She would tell me that prior to MCC, when she was still with another organization, she would relapse with her addiction from time to time. She would also have fights with other advocates over simple concerns or issues. And even during her time with MCC, she had certain failings or mistakes we had to deal with. But that's the thing about saints. Saints, especially queer saints, are not perfect individuals. They did not have perfect lives. There is nothing that is automatically holy or prayerful among many saints, especially queer saints. We remember Saint Francis of Assisi and Saint Augustine of Hippo, who confessed that prior to their Christian conversion, they lived selfish and hedonistic lives, caring for nothing and no one other than to satisfy themselves. Like them and many other saints who had a dark and troubled past, Choisky had a Christian conversion moment in both the advocacy and in MCC. Her sainthood, her holiness, is not based on a traditional expectation of saintly life. Her sainthood, her holiness, is in the fact that despite her imperfections, despite her struggles and painful experiences, she found God and she tried her best to do God's work, no matter what. She touched and educated many lives, especially those that she assisted and guided towards a healthier and positive life. Kaya hindi tayo magtataka na nung kanyang burol, there were so many people who came and who testified about the life of service that Choi lived. Though saints are different from one another, one common denominator among saints is their passion for God, which is certainly something Choi had. Choi's sainthood is also manifest in the ways she embodied her love for the advocacy, for activism, and church ministry. Her sainthood is also embodied in the way she transgressed religious and social expectations, being an out and proud transgender woman, Christian, and a person living with HIV. Because that's the thing also about saints and sainthood. We often have the wrong notion that to be a saint is to try our best to be a new kind of Saint Francis or a new kind of Mother Teresa. One Jesuit priest once told me that the first step to be a saint is to be yourself, to love yourself. To be yourself and to try your best to become the best and better version of who you are within the framework of love. Choi was certainly out and proud in who she was and the story of her life. She tried her best to continue on serving and loving despite setbacks or her own imperfections. Queer saints and many other saints did not begin as an extraordinary person with extraordinary lives. Like everyone else, they had their own mistakes, problems, and flaws, even when they already have chosen to live a life of holiness and Christian service. They also had their own burdens, sorrows, and wounds like everyone else. They also felt loneliness, despair, anxiety, and depression. Saints had doubts, uncertainties, and inner darkness. There are times that they feel irritated, that they also got angry. Mother Teresa, in her private journals, disclosed that for over 50 years, and perhaps until the day that she died, she struggled with her feelings and thoughts of the absence and silence of God. Queer saints, like everyone else, have their small joys of people, things, and situations that gave them momentary happiness. I know that for Choi, her small kinds of happiness were our Sunday worship, our annual retreats, our Pride March, or attending the Pride March, and many celebrations in MCC. But what makes a saint, especially a queer saint, is not that they had extraordinary or superhuman characteristics, behaviors, and attitudes, but rather, in all of life's complexities, their own unique challenges, they strive to search for God within them and in their surroundings, echoing the words of Paul, "Work out your salvation, your faith, with fear and trembling." Though they may fail and fall, saints like Choi would get up and pursue God. Pursuing God, they then love and serve others just the way that they are, with whatever little or much that they had. God working with and through their lives as queer Christians. Queer saints in particular challenge and transgress our image of God and our understanding of what it means to live a holy life. Queer saints like Choisky, Mother Maria Ines de la Cruz or Marcella Althaus Reed show us a God of passionate desire equally found in the faces and lives of queer people. They show us that holiness is embodied in the struggles of those who have been rejected by church and by their own families for being sexually different or gender nonconforming. Queer saints and the faith they have lived forces us to see and accept that God is also embodied in the reality of rape, prostitution, sex addiction, drug addiction, HIV and AIDS. They show us that being queer is not a hindrance towards Christian love and service, which is what sainthood is all about. If there is anything to be learned among queer saints like Choi and other queer ancestors of ours, it is this. Number one, saints are not perfect. They are human in every way. Sometimes they have dark and terrible past. Number two, saints have a passion for God. A passion for God pushes them to have a passion for others. Number three, saints are proud of who they are and the stories of their lives. Number four, queer saints exist. Being LGBTQI+ is not a hindrance to a holy life. Number five, queer saints embody the integration of sexuality and spirituality, and therefore they offer a fresh image of God in the flesh and a different understanding of saintly life. Queer saints, by living the truth of who they are, transgress and challenge gender and sexual norms in the church and in our society. And lastly, number seven, each one of us are called to holy living. If only we allow God, and if only we choose to do so every day. What is a queer faith? Or what is queer faith and where do we find it? Look closely to those people in our queer tribe who, despite their imperfection or terrible past, strive every day to love God and to love others in their own queer way. Weirdly enough, the last name, the surname of Choi, is Discipulo. Saint Choi, Discipulo, kasama ang ibang mga santo at mga banal, ipanalangin mo kami palagi. Amen.